From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's private sector is insisting that a commission of inquiry be held into a controversial medical scheme. Havana warns that U.S. aid targeting Cuban dissidents will end up in Miami. And early warning signs in Jamaica about possible pre-election violence. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's Chamber of Industry and Commerce said today the issue of the controversial state-run medical benefit scheme remains far from resolved. Prime Minister Lester Byrd on Tuesday dismissed his Attorney General, Dr. Errol Court, and former Health Minister Bernard Percival for what he called a lapse in good judgment in relation to the scheme. The Prime Minister's decision followed an audit report into the operations of the scheme. Mr. Byrd is against a commission of inquiry because he says it would be too costly. But various groups, including the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, have launched a petition to have the Governor General set up an inquiry into the scheme. Chamber President Clavis Joseph told me there are just too many questions still unanswered.
We are concerned about the fact that the corruption is wider than that. In fact, it has become systemic. We think we need to examine issues of how medical services in general are used and paid for. What is the system of determinant of who receives and what kind of services are received by people